Good evening and good morning, or, well, good midday. I'm Mia, and it's either January 13th or 14th, depending on where you are in 2021. Welcome, and thank you very much for being here. Before we begin, could we please all make the following declaration? Mother Earth, I, and say your name, so I, Mia, am a planetary healer, and I am here to assist to bring you back into balance. We acknowledge the original caretakers of this land, the Aboriginal First Nation people, the Maori of New Zealand, and the First Nation people in the US. And we pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. We will now chant the Kadosh Mantra three times to bring us into a more intense focus. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sivayo, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sivayo, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sivayo. Let us now recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega light. Feel the quantum omega light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of us. You feel a wonderful lifting of your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth dimensional light. We'll go into silence now, as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will help us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize, in a higher light, all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Attune yourself with your higher consciousness and attune yourself to your innate abilities to participate in this evolutionary process on the earth, the evolution of humanity. This evolutionary step will help resolve this crisis. You have incarnated at this time to participate in the evolutionary awareness and the evolutionary process that leads humankind into a higher state of planetary consciousness. This higher state of consciousness will help to unify a core group of people in order to practice biorelativity. 2021 is an extremely powerful energetic year for the Earth in her evolutionary changes. Evolutionary change demands and requires contact with the Creator. The Creator energy field provides the ingredients for the evolutionary change that can lead to a new balance. Perhaps you, even now already, can think about this concept of creating something out of nothing. Creating something out of nothing relates to the idea that this universe was created from a singularity which emerged from nothingness. There is only one creator who is able to do this, who has this power. However, the situation that you are now in, on the third dimension, also demands of creation of something out of nothing. Because the ingredients for the change on this planet are not totally contained within all of humanity. So therefore, the emergence of the starseed becomes necessary to provide the new ingredient, the new level of power to create this evolutionary shift. Yes, we will be the ones washing the potatoes first in the sea. So this point of creation, this point of evolutionary crisis, becomes a point of closeness to the fifth dimension. It is a point of closeness to the Creator. And therefore, you and many others chose to participate by incarnating on Earth exactly in this moment of evolution. Now, you are right at the core. You are right at the turning point of the evolutionary process. Giuliano calls on the energy of this evolutionary process now to be stronger and to be more consistently received by all of you. It is time that a new way will come to this planet. This is what the alignment with the galactic center is about. The new way is coming. This year is about the new evolutionary shift that is here. It's about the power that is coming. Because to make the evolutionary shift, to make the change, always requires a higher input of light and energy. That light and energy is coming also from an external source that is beyond merely the third dimension. Giuliano uses the Ascalia mirror now to connect with the light of the central sun. And the power of the central sunlight is now being magnified onto the earth and onto the star seed, onto you, to hold and receive the downloading of this new light and energy to help create and balance this new evolutionary process. This evolutionary process will allow biorelativity to become universally accepted. And how wonderful that will be. This evolutionary process will allow humanity to interact with the spirit of the earth. This evolutionary process will allow a new balance, a new just society, new planetary cities of light, and the raising overall of Earth's spiritual light quotient. We'll go into meditation now as we each process and receive this light. And within all of this light is the light of ascension. As evolutionary change occurs, so at that same moment, the light of ascension on Earth becomes stronger. The light of ascension is part of the evolutionary process, because a planet that is evolving can support ascension. We will meditate again. Become aware of your aura. Become aware of your aura shaped as a cosmic egg. Be aware that you can accelerate the pulse of your aura, because it is this ability that will allow you to receive this new power of the evolutionary process. And it takes power, it takes strength to evolve. One of the aspects of the planetary tree of life is strength. It takes strength to implement and to hold the energies for evolution. And it is vital that you are able to vibrate at this pulsing rate of shimmering. So let us accelerate our pulsing and shimmer shimmer. And now, as planetary healers, visualize the aura around the Earth. Visualize the Earth's energy field shaped as a cosmic egg. See the pulse of the Earth. It is very strong. And now we will merge energy. Your energy, the energies of the Askalia mirror, and the energies of the coming year. Feel the power of the higher vibrational system coming into the Earth's aura. And the Earth's aura begins to shimmer. Blue jewel. As we are shimmering the aura of the Earth, know that we're helping to raise the spiritual light quotient of the Earth. We're saying to the Earth that we have the power to interact and assist to balance the Earth. We have the power to relate directly with the Earth feedback loop system. Even your solar system can shimmer. Now there's a challenge. There is a tremendous light, a tremendous force field coming from the central sun that has come into the solar system. The light and energy from the solar system has already begun to receive this powerful energy from the central sun. Juliana and the Arcturians are helping to coordinate your interaction now with the Ring of Ascension. Become aware that interacting with the Ring of Ascension is a way to help shimmer the Earth. Become aware that the Ring of Ascension is also an important tool in planetary healing. Become aware that the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem is a direct connection to the Ring of Ascension. Become aware of all the ladders of ascension around the planet. And know that the Ring of Ascension has this same deep connection to all of these areas. And now please become aware of the etheric crystal in the growth valley, and that it is now elevated high above the valley, and it is sending light and energy to Australia and holographically to the whole world.
Next, please become aware of the crystal at Lake Taupo, and that the Lake Taupo crystal is also now elevated high above the lake and is sending light and energy to New Zealand and holographically to the whole world. And now, to add to the symphony of higher energy, the Ring of Ascension is now shimmering the earth. The time has come for the hidden knowledge, the hidden ways of the Ancient Ones to come forward and be known. The time has come to speak with the earth. The time has come to use all of our planetary healing skills. We are star family. We need all of the star seeds to come together. We need the work of the medicine wheels, of the corridors, of the etheric crystals, of the meridian lines, and we need prayer and ceremony. O Mother Earth, Father Sky, we come together as star seeds, many of your star family. We are asking for a new balance to come into the consciousness of humanity. There have been many imbalances, especially of late on this earth, that have caused great blockages through the ocean currents, throughout the plate, throughout the mountains. And we call now on our collective powers to bring a new balance to the ocean, to bring light to all those places of darkness around the planet. There are so many of them, and it is difficult to list them all. All the wars and all the upheaval throughout the Middle East, for example, is just one area of imbalance. We now ask that a new balance in the oceans be manifested. Mankind needs to understand that he needs the ocean life to absorb and rebalance the energy on this planet. Dear Mother Earth, we pray and ask for protection for the ocean life of the planet and for you. And we ask regarding the ongoing terrible accident in Japan in the Fukushima plant, that the fifth dimensional light be brought to stop the leakages there immediately. We ask for the light of ascension to reach this planet now. Let this light of ascension be part of the evolutionary change in consciousness that will allow the shift, which began on December 21st, 2020, to bring this planet into a new harmony, a new balance, and a new stage of evolution. Blessings to all of you, and thank you so very much for participating.